This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We welcome in one of the finest orators of our generation. Bruce Drennan joins us on the show. Drennan Live. That's where that clip is from, obviously, on Bally Sports. Bruce, we thank you for the time this morning, my friend.
Boy, you got Bally Sports Great Lakes right. I flubbed it up yesterday, so you got it done better than I do so far with the change.
I'm working on Odyssey right now and trying not to say other things by accident here, but I got Bally Great Lakes. We're doing it live. We're doing it well so far, so I'm happy to be able to do that the right way. Bruce, okay, I got. Was that Stan in Brooklyn, or was that somebody else who called in to you yesterday?
I never talked to him before. It never fails. Wow. At the beginning of the season, these clowns come out of the woodwork. You never hear from them the rest of the year when the Indians get their act together and then qualify for the playoffs. But after one game, they think they have been able to define what the whole season will be about.
I just love the passion one game in. It was one of the first calls. I was watching it live. I immediately filmed it and sent it to a bunch of my buddies, and they were like, this is classic Bruce Drennan. So, bravo. We try to be nice to the callers here on our station. I know that. Our show, yeah. Our callers are near and dear to our heart, and we treat them with utmost respect.
Well, you know, did you hear the caller later in the show? There was another one. The one that you aired went viral, but there was a guy that called shortly thereafter, and he called the Indians a Triple-A team. And I went just as crazy on him as I did
really?
The first guy, because I said, and he actually sounded intelligent, but I then said, you've got to apologize for calling them a Triple-A team. That is not only insulting, but it is totally, totally ignorant on your part to call them a Triple-A team when they make the playoffs every single year or go down to the last week or weekend of the season trying to qualify for the playoffs. It's absolutely ignorant. And I gave him three chances to apologize. He wouldn't. He wanted to move on. I wouldn't allow him to do so. I actually thought that that was going to get more reaction than that first clown.
I don't know, man. You were really mad, Bruce. I mean, that was some good stuff. Well, okay, was he saying – now, I had you on, and I said before I go, sometimes I put on Bruce after games or whatever, and then I just – because I'm sitting at my desk or something, I have it on mute because I might be talking to somebody on the phone or something like that. So there's a lot of calls that I miss. Was the caller talking about the 2021 version of the Indians, or is this just an historical, well, they're a Triple-A team? Because I would agree with you on that. I'm just worried about the 2021 Indians. Don't call me an idiot, please.
Well, it's historical. It never fails every single year. I'm sick and tired of it. The Browns go 1-31, and they praise the Browns, and they say, oh, I'm really optimistic about next year. And then the Indians make the playoffs every single year, and all they do is criticize Dolan, castrate Dolan, and the organization when they are a model. The Indians are – everybody that has any intelligence about baseball realizes the economic unfairness of the sport. It's not going to change because of the New Yorks, the Chicagos, the LAs, the Phillies, the Bostons, the Atlantas, and the Sanfords. It's not going to change. So what do the Indians do? They're a model along with Tampa Bay, Milwaukee to a degree, but not to the degree of Tampa Bay and Cleveland. Models to mid-level markets on how to stay in contention every single year and economically stay above water or barely above water and stay in contention. People don't have any conception of how difficult that is. And so to call Dolan cheap is an absolute ridiculous criticism and totally unfair. When he sold our network to Fox, he turned around and dished out tons of millions of dollars to get Bourne, Swisher, and then later Encarnacion. Of course, he doesn't get any credit for that. It's a joke. I was in prison. I got out of prison. I had absolutely no bargaining power whatsoever. My career could have been over. He hired me and was paying me a startup salary of six figures. That's cheap. Give me a break.
Bruce Drennan, joining us on the how do I get your agent, by the way? After prison, by the way. Just curious, Bruce, as this team that, like, the people are going to hear this, they're going to say, all right, Bruce is, he's being a homer for the team and all of that. But when we consider that lineup they did trot out yesterday and a lineup they're going to trot out, this pitching staff cannot afford to make many mistakes throughout the whole season. That's going to put a lot of stress on those guys.
Well, first of all, let me react to anybody that would call me a homer. That's ignorant, too. Several years ago, I was doing the postgame, my television show in the booth at the ballpark. And the Indians blew a lead in the ninth inning. A ball went through the wickets of Valbuena. And Russell Branyan, with that beautiful, gorgeous practice swing, couldn't hit anything if you put it up on a tee like a little six-year-old. And so I ranted and went insane on the Indians after that game. Mark Shapiro wanted me fired. And Dolan didn't hear it. And he went to our boss at the network and said, what did Bruce do? Mark's going crazy. And Jim Liberatore, who was the boss at that time, said, well, I don't think he was out online, but Paul, you need to see it and hear it. So Dolan went and saw it and heard it. And he came back and he said, I'm not happy that Bruce felt obligated to do that, but I don't think he was out of line considering the way we lost the game. Offended when somebody would call me a homer because I'll criticize the Indians or any other team in this town if they screw up in a fashion like that. As far as this year's version of the team, everybody thought this pitching would be phenomenal, and everybody thought that the offense would be horrible like it was last year. I think this offense, because of the addition of Rosario in the middle of that lineup, makes a big difference. I think the offense is going to produce more runs than everybody's giving up credit for. I think the bullpen will be tremendous. I'm concerned about the starting rotation. And the reason is because they're kids. They're very young. They've never experienced a 162-game schedule except for Bieber. I'm worried about tired arms in August and September. That's why I think that Francona and Willis will utilize maybe 8-9 starters this year, so they can preserve those young arms to help us in August and September get into October.
As a follow-up to that, I'm really curious because I know we get fans every day that want to talk about the handling of the Francisco Lindor situation, and we understand there's just no chance a team like the Indians, there are many teams in the same boat that would never give him $340-odd million. With that said, Bruce, tell us what this team is going to be missing without Frankie and how they can kind of piece things together.
Well, here's another example of the fans just not realizing the economic unfairness of baseball. Bob Castellini is the owner of the Cincinnati Reds. Quite a few years ago, he gave mammoth million-dollar contracts to Joey Votto, Homer Bailey, and Brandon Phillips. What did he get them? It strapped that franchise for years, and they haven't been able to do a thing since. Same thing, it's still in question. Same thing applies to San Diego. When San Diego hosts the Dodgers, that's a home game for the Dodgers. Spending all that money on Machado and now Darvish and Snell, we'll see what it gets them. But a mid-level market team that is impacted by the economic unfairness can't give that kind of money to one player and then disperse enough money to round out the 26-man roster. They can't do it. It's just economically unwise and unwise as far as maintaining a team that's in contention. So, again, is it unfair? Absolutely. But it's the reality of baseball today. And I think it has really hurt the popularity of the sport.
Well, you brought me into the next thing because I'm looking at Twitter during this right now. We're getting a lot of reaction here because when you say the Dolans aren't cheap, there's going to be plenty of people who disagree with you, as you know. But when you say that those are the economics of baseball, then it just makes you makes an Indians fan feel like they're in an impossible situation. There are people who still can't stand that. When you said about Bourne and Swisher and with Encarnacion, they just go, well, those are bad. Those are bad expenditures. I don't want to deal with any of that. And then you tell me that it's bad economics. The economics of baseball are bad. Then you know what? What's the point of even being a fan? And they do the same thing with basketball. Football's thriving because of what some people say is socialism. But my God, I mean, you have a salary cap here. It's still not good news, Bruce. It's not.
Well, that leads me to, you know, you mentioned the NBA. In the NFL, before the season starts, you can make a legitimate case for about six teams to win the Super Bowl. And I'm glad to say I think the Browns are in that mix next year. Mm-hmm. In baseball, you can make a case for about a dozen. In the NHL, you can make a case for 20 because they have a ceiling and a basement. In the NBA, one, two, maybe three, because the inmates are running the asylum. So the NBA's ratings are incredibly low and hurting nationwide. And that's the result of these players being able to dictate where they play. So the NBA has a cap, but that's very deceiving considering how teams can load up. And we see it. Look at Harden this year. But I am definitely proclaiming how unfair baseball is, but it's the reality. It's not going to change, guys, because of the New Yorks, the Chicagos, and all the others. And by the way, Dolan gets all this criticism. I am really surprised that he hasn't sold this franchise for a big profit and whoever would buy it would move it to Nashville or Montreal. I'm really surprised. And the reason he hasn't is because he loves Cleveland. He absolutely loves Cleveland. You know, the St. Louis had the Rams. They went to two Super Bowls and won one. They left. Those fans couldn't care less. They've got their Cardinals. That's the best baseball market in the country. If the Indians were to ever leave Cleveland, oh, yeah, there'd be a base of really disappointed and heartbroken fans. But the majority, I think, would be similar to what it is in St. Louis, just the opposite with baseball, it being the first love, like the Browns are the first love here. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm sick and tired of Dolan getting criticized when he's actually a fantastic business. People don't realize how difficult it is to stay in contention in baseball with the restraints of having to have a low payroll. And then, you know, here's another thing. I interviewed Buster Olney, one of the most prestigious baseball writers in the country. And I said, the fans have this this thought that all these owners are dipping into their own pockets and wallets to pay these players this exorbitant, ridiculous money. And Olney laughed, and he said they couldn't be more wrong. He said, with the exception of Ilitch in Detroit, when he had Dombrowski go get Cabrera, and look at them now. And I don't care if Cabrera slimmed down a little bit yesterday, which I actually applaud him for. But, I mean, they're strapped with that contract for how many years? I gave you an example of Castellini earlier.
Bruce Trennan with us. I know we only have so much time. I wanted to ask you something that we had been debating earlier on the show. The NFL just signed a $105 billion, reportedly, a $105 billion TV deal. We know that football's king in this country. We know that it's going to basically keep cable and a lot of the networks afloat with their programming. With that said, does that surprise you how many baseball players are the highest paid athletes in sports, not football players?
Well, that goes, to answer that question, goes to the root of the problem in baseball, which goes back decades. And that is the Andy Messersmith and Curt Flood cases that created the union. And then Marvin Miller was hired. And the baseball owners have always been, and still are, their own worst enemies. They allowed that union to become the strongest union on this planet. And I used to say, they're stronger than the Soviet Union. And thanks to Reagan, I was proven right. They are still the strongest union in this country. And the owners allowed this to happen. The football owners were smart. They didn't allow the NFL Players Association, to the unfairness of the battered and injured players who have since retired and can't even walk. But the baseball union is only the baseball owner's fault for allowing it to become this powerful and thus paying these ridiculous salaries. I don't have a problem with the superstars making big money. It's the pitchers with an ERA of 5 or 6 and the position players with a batting average of 200 that are making millions and millions of dollars every year. That's the problem.
Bruce, you've given us something to talk about right after we get off the phone with you. You've come out swinging. We thank you very much for the time. Watch Drennan Live on Bally Sports. Bruce, thank you for the time, buddy.
Always a pleasure, guys. Happy Easter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.